And then this is what they would say. Say, well, he married in, within his family, and I don't think his offspring is going to have good things. So God didn't use no judgment there. Mm-hmm. You see what I mean? See? Then we fail to look back here and say, Adam and Eve. Look at this place in the bones of his bones. You understand? And it wouldn't appear then that Eve, as one, didn't have good sense. See, and their posterity couldn't have good sense. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because it would be just like a man when you separate male and female, you understand, and put one here, make two individuals out of it, you understand, and then they have children. You understand? That close. You understand? You see what I mean? Now that was to reflect back and show. See, now you're always going to have to use a natural before you can see a spiritual. Because spiritual is something you can't see. See, you're going to have to comprehend. And Messiah was almost right when he said, if I tell you of earthly things, you're going to understand them. It's been possible for you to tell you everything. And he was talking about being born again at the time. You understand? So now you're going to have to look here and see. You're going to have to look here and see. You understand? Now, if you notice here in Titus where we were talking about, see, all of this that we just got through telling you about the 12 tribes, the tribe of Levi, the tribe of Judah, and Adam, and Eve, and all of this, the priesthood, the sign, what he said to us, you understand? And the Mosaic law, okay. You understand? Every bit of that was under the dispensation of the law. Now, we make another mess. The next mess we make is this. Melchizedek. Now on back to Adam, all of that was under the law. Every bit of it. But now there's two laws there. One is the law of the Spirit. And the other is the law contained in the ordinance. See, that was given to Israel. Israel. See? Now that's how Adam and Eve get under the law. Now what's the law given to Adam and Eve back here? Thou shalt not eat the fruit. You understand? And this is the law of carnal ordinance is in me. Give it to the Jews. Then. You see what I mean? They could have said, well, if I had been back here, I wouldn't have done this. You see? All right, if you see what happened back here, but God gave them the law, and they didn't do any better than they had in the meeting, and I'm guilty. You see? Now, what happens, folks, is this. Now, we want to get over in this dispensation. We want to get over in the dispensation of grace. Dispensation of grace. Now, that's where we want to talk about now. That's what we want to talk about now. And here's where the message, you see. And here's where I'm at. Drunk. And listen, I want to tell you this. I want to tell you plainly. See, so he won't be making no mistakes now. See, it makes me angry. Now, I mean angry. For you to go out here and tell somebody and misrepresent this thing. What you do is blaspheming against the truth. By telling somebody out here in public, you understand? See, now here's what's going on. And the people are coming to me all the time and asking me. And even after I get up here and do what I'm doing here in the pulpit now, explain it. see, which I'm going to give you a break to ask me some questions. You have to, I get up there and explain it and tell you what it's all about. Understand? Then somebody will go right down there on the street and say, I didn't mean what I said. And they have to interpret it down there. And the real truth about it, them that's so particular about seeing if it gets interpreted, they're the worst offenders we got in the place. You understand? And these women, see, since we're talking to the women here, you understand? These women, your virtues, your morals, your conduct, you understand? I'm telling you, I don't teach no junk like that, where the men can go around, have this woman and have a baby by this one and go to another and have her, and keep on going. Why ain't you stop that? See, you don't have no place to start. See, and I ain't heard about no place where you stop. If there is a place where you start and stop, why don't you inform me about it? See, then you go out there and tell them. Out there in the public, this is Dr. King, this is Dr. Kevin's teaching. See, I never talked to nobody. At no time. Nothing like that. Now listen, under the law, they did not have the spirit. See, and they were all one flesh and one blood. You see? And they couldn't now go to those respective tribes, 12 of them. You understand? Now, we're not talking about having the Holy Ghost. You see, they were already one flesh and one blood. But they couldn't marry out of them tribes. That was the law. And they were not to make marriages with the Gentiles. And neither were they to worship idols. You see what I mean? Now here you are. See, here I am. We're all one flesh and one blood to start out with as a human being. Where our differences is in our spirit, and in our mind, and in our hearts. You understand? Now, if we have the Holy Spirit, then that ought to, I'm trying to explain so you can understand, then that ought to, by our opinion, make us one in spirit. We're already one in flesh and blood. You understand? So there can be no differences in that respect as far as the flesh is concerned. Now Paul is telling you here in the Corinthians, you understand, that the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Else are your children unclean. And vice versa. You see what I mean? Now here you are, sitting up in school, up in class, supposed to know the esoteric secrets of God, supposed to be one spirit, both male and female, you understand? And you can't get along. You understand? Now they brought that accusation against me. See? They brought it against me and my wife. And I want to let you know, I do have one according to the civil law. I have one. I don't have a divorce from me either. Understand? Now she left me I don't know how many times. The biggest end of the time that I've ever had. You understand? And I wouldn't give you a nickel for a divorce. And let me make this clear while I'm at it. The civil law down there, a piece of paper, you go down there and get it and call it that a marriage life don't mean nothing to me. And if that don't mean nothing, neither does a divorce. Now, I did teach that. Now, let's get together here on this goal. At home, in the house. When a man and a wife is supposed to be. It is my contention, and you can put that on me that I said, you understand? And I did say it, and I'm going to repeat it. You understand? A lot of them that stay in a house together You understand? Call man and wife. Got a piece of paper. Call them man and wife. You understand? As far as I'm concerned, there never was man and wife. And as far as that is the way I look at it, I don't see why they're married. You see? See, now these are the things that they're getting messed up out there. You understand? Now, it's just too embarrassing. Reputation I'm talking about. It's just too embarrassing for them to walk out from under that one roof. But they live there in that house together. They're not married, so far as the divine part of it is concerned. Never was and never will be. See? And that's what Paul is talking about. If they undergirded, depart. Let them depart. Let them go. You see? Now the Roman Catholic's position is, if you've got a woman that's called your wife, see, it don't make no difference what kind of spirit she's got. You understand? She's your wife, as far as they're concerned. And nobody can grant a divorce, you understand, but the Pope. They'll give you a legal separation, but a divorce, they have to come from the Pope. Yes, I know Roman Catholic teaching. You see what I mean? You see now? Now, listen at him here again. Now that's no good. You understand? But I want to tell you this. Now that does not justify you in going out there getting every Tom, Dick, and Harry to come up from the school today with somebody, you understand? You understand? Come to school maybe a year or something like that. Understand? With the same person asked, well, next thing you know, you got somebody, a man in the room. And then you turn around and say, that's what I'm teaching. You see what I mean? It's not so. I never taught nothing like that in my life. Listen, love is the fulfillment of the law. When a person loves, as they should. And it's impossible to get married and not have love. All you did it for is just sex convenience. Why don't you come on clean? Now, I'm not kicking about a man having a wife and a wife having a husband. I'm not kicking about that. I think you should have. I think God intended for you to have. Which can be verified and confirmed by the Bible. But it didn't mean to have. See? Now they've violated it. They don't need a pussy putting around about it. They just done violated it. But now when they come in this school, see, when they come in this school and learn. What is right? You understand? And then they're with some woman that they're living with. It is straight. See? It is straight. You keep it. Somebody said, well, I ain't got no marriage right now. I ain't talking about that. It would be nice if you did. I can't teach you not to go down there to the courts and get a piece of paper. You understand? Neither way, when it comes to that, or divorce either one. I can't teach you that, not to do that. Obey every law for the Lord's sake. That's what they say. You see what I'm talking about? But I wouldn't say you had sinned. because you didn't have a piece of paper. I'd rather say, you understand? I'm talking about from a divine point. I'm not talking about that civil law. The civil law ain't got nothing to do with it. We're talking about the law of God now, not the civil law. You see what I mean? Now, unless you do it that way, then it's going to be a reproach and it's going to be blasphemy. Listen, all of the churches, you know anything about the Roman Catholic and Protestant, the very first thing you know about that. You see what I'm talking about? The very first thing you look at is your morals. Okay. You understand? And for that reason, see, I told you don't smoke cigarettes around the place. You see? Get on away. In the building. Don't smoke cigarettes up here in the building. You see? See? If you smoke cigarettes up here, you ought to be able to bring a bottle up. Well, why ask you to smoke cigarettes up here and you won't bring a whiskey bottle up here? You see? And I never told anybody it was a sin for them to take a drink. If you smoke cigarettes up here, you ought to be able to bring a bottle up. Well, why ask you to smoke cigarettes up here and you won't bring a whiskey bottle up here? You see? And I never told anybody it was a sin for them to take a drink. I'm not going to preach nothing like that.
That's right.
If I was going to do that, I just might as well go ahead and pick you up a diet. Now look, now you're supposed to have the Spirit of God. And that Spirit of God is supposed to control your morals. They guide your footsteps. Swear through the valley and the shadow of death. It shouldn't be necessary. And I told you time and time again, I am not the teacher. See, it is the Holy Spirit that's in you that teaches you. You understand? Well, so that you can understand. See, the Holy Spirit, I'm looking at it like this. That God is in me, and when I tell you something, I don't want you to take it that I said. That's what I mean about the teacher. See? And I don't want no back talk about it. See? And I don't think anybody's got any ability, any more comprehensive ability than to say the thing than I have myself, because I claim to be God in a body. You can't chastise me, you can't teach me nothing. And you will do it. So obey what I tell you, and I see that that'll go to hell. And I think very little of you coming up to me asking me about your domestic problems. You understand? You ought to have, we'll call it like this. We told you this was not a church. See, we did everything that we could and said everything that we could to you to keep you straight. Now, when you come down to the definition of the meaning of the word church, it means congregation of assembly. There's nothing else to say. But keep people from taking you in the same sense in which they do the Roman Catholics and the Protestants, we call it a school. Well, we're taught the basic fundamentals of things. You understand? Then when you get out here and do otherwise, you understand? Some of you having babies. See, this man, that man, the other man. You understand? Where you go? What church you belong to? I don't belong to church. I go down there to school. See, now what you have done, you throw that thing off on me that I'm teaching you that kind of trash down here. And you have blasphemed against the truth Word of God. And that is what I am teaching you down here. Teaching you the true Word of God without any reservation. You see what I mean? Now, do you understand? Now, wind it up to me. Under the law, you understand? They were, whatever they had there, they couldn't marry out of the tribe. They had to take one in the tribe, you understand? Couldn't marry out of that. You understand? That's all messed up out here. You understand? Then when they got one out of the tribe, you understand? It's called a man and a woman, or a man and a wife. You see what I'm talking about? They never supposed to keep. Neither one of them never had the Holy Ghost. See, but there was one flesh and one blood, both of them. You understand? Now, and God was the husbandman. See, and all of Israel, all of it, masculine and feminine, every bit of it was his wife. Do you understand that? Anybody don't understand, hold up your hand. So I can prove it to you. Male and female, all of Israel was his, God's wife. He was their husband. Male and female made no difference. Understand? Now when he came, God I'm talking about, come in a physical body. Messiah. He didn't negotiate no marriage with no woman. Now I'm explaining the Bible now. Understand? Didn't have no marriage. See? Now he's second half. If this man Adam back there was anthropomorphic, get it now? You know what I meant by the word anthropomorphic? That I mean is masculine and feminine one embodiment. Therefore, he wouldn't be looking for no lady. See? Now that's what Paul is talking about when he says, understand? When he says that I preach to them that know the law, how the law, you see, has dominion over the man so long as you live. Understand? Don't come to see me about really what you should do. I'm telling you now. You see what I mean? Now can I go ahead on and speak real plain? Now when Messiah died, you understand. When Messiah died, as he come up from there, resurrected. Okay. Then he's not under the law. See, remember, I told you it was already a flesh and blood thing under the law. You understand? But now when he come up from there, you understand, then comes the Spirit. You see? Mm-hmm. See? So now it's the Spirit that's in us that makes us one with God. See? Unity of the three. Now listen. We're divorced from the flesh. We're married to the Spirit. It is the Spirit that controls us. And it does not give us the liberty, you understand, to use our liberty for our flow of maliciousness. And we run around out here and do things that we ought not to do in meats and drinks or in marriage or anything at all. There's none of that. You understand? Now, if I was teaching you to abstain from meat, or teaching you that you couldn't take a drink, you understand? Then I would be as much in fault in the moral law as I would be if I was teaching you, you understand? You see, that to run around from this one and that one and the other one and so forth and so on. You understand what I'm saying? One thing just like the other. And even though you do eat something, you understand? I don't think that you should be a glutton in that. I think that the spirit controls the appetite. You ought to have at least sense enough to know when you got enough to drink, you know, water, anything to eat. See, and I refuse to teach. Not going to do it. See? But I know that the world out there, you see, if you took a drink, they'd say you was a sinner. You understand? If they saw you puffing a cigarette, they'd say you was a sinner. Because all of everything is off. If they see you out there with this man, you understand? They don't know who you are. You understand? They wonder whether you're a husband or your wife. You understand? And if they see you coming up, ask why with somebody else. You see, you live in the neighborhood, and every time you turn around, look around and see you coming to someone else, a woman I'm talking about. Then what? You know what they say about you? They say you're a streetwalker. You're a whore. You're a lewd woman. See? Immorality. You see? But if they see you with the same person, a woman with the same man all the time, you understand? They say, they ain't ask you nothing about it. They can see, well, that must be his old lady. If they see you always sitting in a box someplace, you go up and down, you understand? And they say you must be. You understand? Whatever way they can see you, that's what you are today. You understand? Now, you don't want nobody looking at you out of the wrong eyes. You see what I'm talking about? It is by yours. You understand? You have to suffer a whole lot of things on account of this people. You understand? You can't go around here taking your liberty for a flow of malicious. You understand? Now, do you understand? Do you understand? And that's how it entertains me. I tell you, it makes me sore. I don't like it. Now, there are those that come up to me, woman, you understand? Got these little babies. Yes, more than one, so don't try to pin it on no one. They trying to tell me about, so-and-so ain't doing right, you understand? Well, listen, your business is to stay there with them. Raise them children. And if all of it had ever come to me, I've never told you nothing. If I did, get up now and say so. If I ever keep your mouth shut, I never advised none of you to go off and leave one another. I never told you that. Never did. If I told any of you that, have children or don't have children, if I told you that, leave somebody, get out. Well, you had a piece of paper for that man or what now? Get up and let me know about it. Do it now. You know, when I first come here, they walked around behind my back and said a lot of things about me. You understand? I'm not talking about the folks out in the street. I'm talking about the school. Not calling me. You say, about Sister Mary Jones and Brother Bill Jones. Call the meeting. Now, see. Mm-hmm. Now, you speak here in this, congregation. Yeah, okay. Well, there won't have to be no running and telling somebody, he said, you know, I thought and I felt like and I believed and all like this. Here we are, all three of us. Now let Sister Mary go. I'm calling her name. And let Brother Bill Gross tell you that I separated. You see? They're here, they can speak for themselves. If there wasn't both here, they understand, and we held a meeting and one of the other of them was absent, you see, then there would be some hearsay, but here are both of them. Let them get up and say I separated. Let them tell what I told them. And for your information, since we are to this point, I'll tell you what I told. I told them just like I told everybody else. Stay back. Raise them children. That's what I told them. What it means. That's what I told everybody that ever come to me for any advice. Piece of paper or no piece of paper. I'm talking about married life. Divorce or no divorce. Not good. Divorce. You understand? Got a piece of paper, divorce. That's civil law. You understand what I'm talking about? Not real truth, but more than likely, you didn't have no business in the first place. You see? Understand? Just didn't have no business with it in the first place. But now you should be, since you're in this school, you ought to be sober-minded. You ought to be intelligent now. You ought to be wise. You ought to be discreet. You ought to have sense enough to choose a decent, God-fearing man for a husband. Talking about us women now. You ought to have that much sense. You understand? And listen, I'm a man. I wouldn't have a woman. They were going around with such critical hood. Every man was true. You see what I'm talking about? The doctor is a fact somebody's an error of the reason, and that thing is going on all over this town. And I want to have you to know this, too. So that there won't be no mistakes about it. See, I want to have you to know this. There is this whole time, not only this time, everywhere you go. They are those that are living together. They don't have no marriage license. You understand? And those that are away from some man, hound full of them, the judge and everybody else knows it. You see, that's why they call them civil law. Husband and wife, when you stay so long with one another. You understand? Well, say, well, why didn't you get a divorce? Them lawyers, them liars down there, you see what I'm talking about, charge you so much until you can't pay for no divorce and pay the rent. Then you know it. They know it down there. You can't afford it to, you understand? When it comes to the preachers and them marrying and all that and all like that, then you're not able to get married. Now, if you're not able to get married, you're not able to get a divorce. It's all over the whole entire world that way. So then what we have to do is take it from a divine standpoint. See what I mean? Any questions? And I want to make this clear too. Nationalities don't mean a thing to me. See? I want to make that good and clear. I don't say the thing about a Negro woman marrying a white man. I don't say the thing about a white man marrying a Negro woman. I don't think one thing is better than the other. You see what I mean? I'm telling that all flesh is his brother. That's the way it is with me. Now you take the piece of that. Now, if you don't observe these things, if you do not observe these things, I want to tell you what's going to happen. Some of you are going to get killed. See, I don't think you know this, so I think it's my duty to tell you. Tell you right quick. There was a man that come to me once. Well, it really was a woman. She come to me, her husband was in the Air Force. And she wanted him out. And I told her, all right, I'll take care of it. Now I have to make this long story short. Understand? So all of his company went overseas and got down to this one land. And so she said to me, God, this was God. I lived in Cincinnati, and this person lived in Springfield. I said, I'll let you know the next time I come back. And I'll be back the next week. Get my mental services off. Or it might have been soon. Understand? And I went. Sorry, Pastor, how did you come to that and I? See? And so I went on to my sister, and I think I called Dorothy and tell her. Said, I said, get that stuff straightened up over at the house. Now, the woman wasn't doing them. She was playing cards and like that, and had a party there, and her husband there, see? And he was a very suspicious man. You understand? You see? And so if he come and he found her there, you understand, then he could take that, well, that eliminate all the questions. Just say, just clean up the house, get the cards and everything, put up the mill, you understand? The party and everything, see? Because I told him, get it done right away. He will be here in the morning. And sure enough, he did come in the morning. Discharged from the army. You understand? The man's name was Red. He couldn't feel a little high. By and by, it comes to pass that that girl died. And so that left him a single man. And he goes, I'm making long story real short, and he goes and married another girl. But before he married that girl, he came down to Cambridge, Ohio, where Evelyn is, and Jimmy, we had a meeting down there. Now, he never come to school in Springfield. From way down that day, he called that I got it. I mean, I had made a prediction. And he said, well, he had to come way down here, 7 miles from Plumpton. You understand? Went to the right there at him all the time. You see the light. So he went and married this other woman. You understand? Now you could have looked upon him and gone on to the street. Next he married this other girl, you understand? He didn't get killed, he didn't fall through. You understand? Next he married her, you see? He was, what you might say, crazy about the woman. But he married her. See what I mean? And so she had a fellow over there in Columbus. So that she decided she's going back to that fellow, you understand? And he told her, no, you're not going back. You see? You know what I mean? Now he done that. So what he done, he took a girl and killed her dead in a hammer and killed his own family. He did that. You know what I mean? You did? Now you just don't pay around here. The devil gets you into something other than understand it. It'll fuck your brain down. And I ain't gonna have you going around here blaspheming and all this corruption and mess and stuff. See? And let me tell you something. One man ain't no better than another when it comes to the flesh. One woman ain't no better than the other when it comes to the flesh. It's the spirit in you that makes you one. You see what I'm talking about? And you ain't gonna never be married. until you get the right spirit in you and your husband get the right. You're never going to get married. Not in the true divine sense. You're already one flesh and blood. Don't you forget that. Now, is there any question? And look, let me say this. So you can see how I'm taking. All of you are my wife. And I'm all of his husband. You see? Mm-hmm. That's right. If you look at me like I am, mm-hmm. like I've been trying to tell you about.
Right.
You see what I mean?
Thank you.
saw what happened to him, what happened, what was wrong there. Now, what happened? Never, that was in prayer. We don't know. I don't know. Did I explain your question? In other words, it don't make no difference what somebody out there says. Let me ask you down here. Men are allowed to say anything. Just like you said to Messiah. And Messiah said, from the beginning, it was not so. You understand? I'm telling you that we're all one flesh and one blood at the beginning. You understand? One flesh and one blood, and so far as nationality and race is concerned, all nations on the face of the earth is one flesh and one blood. Adam, the word Adam means race. That's right. See, that's Asian history. Adam and Eve.